University of Minnesota. Linebacker Carter Coughlin was a unanimous selection to the second-team All-Big Ten squad this year. The junior out of Eden Prairie led the conference in sacks at 9.5 and finished fourth in tackles for a loss with 15. He also led the Big Ten in forced fumbles with four. Coughlin's a big reason the Gophers went 6-6, and they're headed to the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit on December 26th against Georgia Tech. Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming by Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime online at WWIB.com. 6'4", 245-pound Carter Coughlin is back with me on the show. So, all Big Ten selection for you this year. What does that mean to you?
I'm honored to be recognized for that. It's nice to see that the hard work that I've put in has paid off, but it's also just a testament to all the guys around me.
At 6'4", 245 pounds, you're a bit undersized for your linebacker position. Why have you been so successful at it?
A big thing for me has been my speed. That's always been a huge asset of mine, and along with that, I perfected a bunch of pass rush moves that I didn't have down before, but I spent a lot of time watching film and performing those moves during the off season, and they really paid off this year. So, you know, I'd say just focusing on techniques and figuring out how to use my God-given abilities with those techniques has been the difference maker for me.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time analyzing your opponents and watching film. Well, Carter, let's have you share your story of finding Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and he has become the focal point of your life. You're not, a football player as a Christian. You're a Christian who just happens to play football. Tell me a little bit about the background of this story of your faith, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in a home with parents that truly pursued their faith, and so they were a great example for me. My dad's currently a men's pastor at our home church, and my mom leads a Bible study in BSF. So they've always been rock stars for me, and they've really pushed me along in my faith. But you know, like anybody knows, it can be a struggle transitioning from early childhood into when you really start to pursue Jesus for yourself. And so the first time I'd say that I really started pursuing my faith was probably in eighth grade. There was this event put on in my high school where a bunch of these star high school football players that I looked up to a crazy amount, where they put on this event where they testified about, you know, their fire for their faith and their fire for Jesus. And it was unlike anything I'd ever seen in terms of, you know, young adults talking about their faith like that. So from there, started a Bible study at my house, or my dad started a Bible study. And, I had accepted Jesus when I was young, but this was the first time that I had really pursued my faith for myself, when I was getting in the Word, when I was growing. And then, you know, transition through high school, there were ups and downs, and to be honest with you, you know, eventually my success in football, I think, kind of hurt my faith, because I was filled with pride and all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, pride is really the root of all sin. You know, the Bible talks about that. So so my pride kind of took over, and that kind of brought me into college, where starting off, it was all new for me. I had a whole bunch of freedom, didn't have my parents around me, and I kind of fell away a little bit, to be honest with you. I remember calling my mom after a couple months. I was like, "Mom, I haven't been to church. Like, I'm not getting in the Word. This is, like, a huge struggle for me. I don't know what to do." So eventually I got hooked up with the Athletes in Action director for the University of Minnesota football. And he and I met once a week, and I grew a lot actually during my first year. But I'd say the biggest moment of growth was when I attended this camp called Ultimate Training Camp. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but
basically
it combines athletics and your faith and teaches you how to worship God. And through all of that, I realized that the issue, the reason my pride stemmed up, the reason that I was struggling is because Jesus asked us to surrender all of us. And up until that point, I was honestly giving him the parts of my life that I wanted to give him. You know, Jesus calls us to lay everything down at his feet, and I wasn't doing that. I was keeping football for myself. I was keeping a couple different areas of my life for myself because I wanted to control it. And so that's when I realized what it really meant to surrender your life to Jesus. And so ever since then, you know, it's made a huge change in me. It's made a change in how I view football, how I view my position here on earth, how I view the gifts that I've been given, and how I view my relationship with Jesus.
Terrific. All Big Ten linebacker Carter Coughlin of the Minnesota Golden Gophers football team. They have one more game left this year. That's the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, Michigan at Ford Field on December 26th against Georgia Tech and outgoing coach there, Paul Johnson. Thank you, Carter, for coming back today on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you very much.